Hey friends, welcome back to The Real. So today I want to take you behind the scenes of this entire mindset rehab journey. If you've been listening to the series, The Addiction to Struggle Comfort, and I'm going to include 8 other addictions that I've focused on here, but I wanted to come on here and kind of give you an idea of what this is all about. So each episode uncovers something about the way we think, the way we cope, and the way we sabotage the very lives we're trying to create. In business, specifically for women, there are a lot of examples that I bring up. And I realized before we go any further that we needed to talk about the root of it all, your brain. I do talk a little bit about the brain throughout the podcast series, but I really wanted to focus in on what the brain has in store and how we manage to use it and how it all started. So anyway, let me tell you how this all started. So one day, I was thinking about all the women I coach. They're smart, they're creative, they're driven women who want so much out of life, and yet they keep running into the same mental roadblocks. And I started thinking about my own life, those moments of weakness where I give in to my desires right before my very own eyes. And I look at it myself and I think, oh my gosh, I'm coaching on this and I do it myself. I watch myself choose something that I know isn't good for me or my body, like saying yes to too many margaritas or another cookie. I walk by and I grab another piece of candy, even though I told myself I wasn't interested. It's like my brain flips a switch and goes into a completely different mode. Do you ever feel like that sometimes? And then it hit me. It's not that we don't know what to do with our lives and how to manage it, because we do know. We know how to eat well, right? Take care of ourselves, make better choices mostly, right? I mean, I know that I can't eat all the candy. I know that too much bread is too much. So it made me think and kind of laugh to myself that when my son was around 15 years old, he told me he knew he'd never be overweight. And I was like, oh, right. Yeah. How do you know that? Like it was some secret. And he said, well, it's really simple. You just eat less and exercise more, and that's what I'm going to do. And I was like, right, yeah. So, I mean, we all know what to do, right? Even kids know that you can't spend your day eating candy bars and expect to be healthy. But here's where we go off track. So we're all born with a primitive brain, pre-programmed to keep us alive. I call this my 9-year-old child brain, right? Its entire job is survival. And for many people, that primitive or untrained brain is completely running the show. They have no clue. They give in to their desires every hour of every day. I mean, you've seen it. It's like that 9-year-old version of yourself having a temper tantrum and usually getting your way. And for me, that especially shows up when I'm tired in the evening, right? When I'm overwhelmed. I go pick up fast food when I haven't planned and I'm super hungry, right? Or I'm at my most vulnerable. It's when my untrained brain, my 9-year-old brain, kind of sabotages me. And it does it over and over again. And I decided to kind of create this addiction series because I feel like an addict craving your next hit when you go through these motions, right? Our brains can be addictive. And when we are at vulnerable time, struggling with real estate deals falling apart, as I notice, you know, some things happen like that with my agents and things, or if we have relationship problems with our spouse, or we are empty nesters and just missing our kids, we're sad. This is when the primitive brain flips the switch and we might overeat, overdrink, make excuses for our life and our behaviors. So that's when I created this program called The Brain. I really wanted to learn myself about what's actually happening when we are living in cycles of struggle, guilt, comfort, avoidance, all of those things. And what I realized is once I understood how my brain worked, I really stopped fighting myself. And it's where real transformation has begun in my life. So let's start out by talking about the untrained brain. This is the brain you're born with, right? It's the 9-year-old brain. It's primitive. It's protective. It wants to keep you safe and alive. Sometimes people call it the ego, the untrained ego. It loves comfort. It hates risk. It avoids pain at all costs. It's that part of you that says, maybe next year. What if I fail? Oh, this feels just too uncomfortable. Or this is so comfortable. I just want to stay here all day, right? Just one more drink. It tastes so good and you deserve it. And the more we listen to that voice of our primitive brain, the more our lives start to shrink. Because the untrained brain isn't evil, it's just uneducated. It doesn't know the difference between real danger and emotional growth. It's the nine-year-old, and I mean, even though they're smart, nine-year-olds are smart, right? They know how to get their way. And you should have some respect for the untrained brain, right? It's trying to keep you safe, but it can also be a problem, a real problem, because it protects you from the very experiences that could actually expand your life. When your brain runs untrained, here's what happens. You crave comfort. You chase dopamine hits. You numb pain instead of solving it, and you repeat the same habits and excuses on autopilot. It's the brain's way of trying to help, right? It's trying to save you, but it ends up keeping you small and having a small life. And this is what sits underneath every mindset addiction we've talked about, the addiction to struggle. It's your untrained brain thinking chaos equals worth. The addiction to comfort, it's your brain mistaking safety for success. And later on, the addiction to be needed, we'll talk about. That's your brain chasing validation instead of peace. And each addiction is a symptom of a deeper misunderstanding. But there is good news. You can train your brain. And when you become aware, when you start noticing your thoughts instead of obeying them, everything changes. Your trained brain starts to say things like, discomfort is growth. Fear means I'm expanding. I can sit with this feeling and still move forward. I've had enough bread. Everyone at work knows I love bread. I do have to monitor my intake and catch myself overeating, and I have to say, I've had enough bread. I'm done now. So like I've created rules for myself. My nine-year-old does not get to choose to eat any more bread. So the trained brain becomes your business partner, not your enemy. It helps you make decisions from strength, not scarcity. It helps you become your future self. It replaces drama with truth, and it turns pressure into purpose. So this is the part of the journey where your life starts to feel aligned, because your thoughts, emotions, and actions finally move in the same direction. And here's the beauty of the trained brain. It learns to enjoy growth. It finds pleasure in progress and meaning in the hard things. Your trained brain starts to build new patterns. It stops seeing failure as final. It can see failure as learning. And it becomes protective and expansive, still keeping you safe, but pushing you to thrive. You start taking bold, wise risks. You start living what you used to see, just dream about. Your brain starts speaking the language of your soul. Logic and intuition finally start to agree. That's when the gap between wanting and having closes, and that's when you start getting what you actually want, because your thoughts, habits, and energy align to create it. The deeper truth of the mindset addiction is this. They're not about weaknesses or failure. They're about the way the untrained brain sees relief. We call them addictions, but underneath them are thought errors, loops we've repeated for so long that they've become who we think we are. We're not wrong for having them, we're just unaware. And once you can see that your brain isn't broken, there's nothing wrong with you, it's just untrained, you can finally stop fighting yourself and start working with yourself. And that's the real rehab. My mission through the series and through my coaching is to help women entrepreneurs discover their mindset addictions, not to shame them, but to set them free. Because when you understand your brain, you stop living beneath your potential. You start pursuing everything you were meant to pursue. And is it hard? Yes, I do hard things. But at the end of the day, I'm excited. It's potential, it's growth, it's my life's possibility. And you stop mistaking survival for success. Your brain can either shrink your world or expand it. The choice every single day is yours. Learning how to turn on the right switch in your brain is the key, and it's yours to make. If this message resonated with you, take some time this week to listen to your thoughts. Notice what your brain says when things get uncomfortable, especially. That's where your work begins. You can download the Brain Program at coachingworks.net for free. You don't need a new life. You need a new way to think about the one you've got. Have a great week, and talk to you soon.